Hi everybody, welcome to Coffee Chat with Camille. I'm your host, Camille. And right now I don't have people in here with me, but I want you guys to know that these episodes are going to be posted on YouTube, okay? All you do is go to coffeechatwithcamille.com, okay? Oh, that's not right, I apologize. That's my website. You can just go to my, what is it called? I'm getting like, sometimes this happens, I cannot find my words, so I apologize everyone. And plus I didn't have any coffee today. Can you believe that? The name of my show is Coffee Chat with Camille, and I haven't had my coffee. It's pretty late in the day here in California. But again, you can go to, just look in search in YouTube for Coffee Chat with Camille. And, you know, just press enter. And then my episode or my channel should pop up. And you'll be able to find this episode there. Also, I really need you guys, when you come in, to please be followers. That really helps me tremendously. Be found by other people so that they can possibly listen and or participate in the show. I'm always looking for guests, so if you ever want to come on the show, you're more than welcome. Please have something to talk about, of course. but you can contact me directly through my website, and I need to make sure I pay for it too. But just go to coffeechatwithcamille.com, okay? And excuse me, when you go into the YouTube, if you want to listen to this episode on YouTube, be sure to subscribe, share, okay, and like, all right? So this is probably like my 129th episode, I'm not for certain right now, but I've been doing this on the air through Blog Talk Radio, and I moved over to Podbean. And the reason is for monetary or to be monetized. So, So that is why I am here now in Podbean. Okay. And I really like the platform a lot. Sometimes I'll air out of Riverside. Riverside is part of, I believe, Spotify, but I'm not sure. I could check later. All right. So the topic for discussion, folks, welcome. And I don't have any listeners yet, but I'm going to go ahead and start the show. Now, what is this show about? Why is Monique a great actress and comedian? This is part two. So I did do part one. Again, it's posted on YouTube. All you do is search for Coffee Chat with Camille, and you should be able to find the episode. Okay? So I'm going to be talking about entertainment, actresses. I know there's real serious topics for me to be jumping on, and I will not be doing that yet. That's going to be my next show. Okay. This is not a not serious topic. It's just we tend to talk more about celebs than we do about real things that are going on in our distinguished communities. And so I do want to take the opportunity to talk about a lot of what is going on in our community. Okay. But for now, I want to go into the Academy Award-winning actress and comedian Monique. She has shut down the back-and-forth conversations between her son, Shallan, and herself. These conversations were ignited by a comment that was made by Mr. D.L. Hewley. Shallan is Monique's oldest son. Okay, lovely young man. Shallan posted on social media his feelings about his mother, Monique, and they had several exchanges. What is the purpose of and the topic of this show? The topic of this show is, do adult children need to continue to remind you of your shortcomings as parents? Okay, so that's one topic. Our second topic is very simple and straight to the point, is D.A. Fannie Willis case, all right? I'm not sure how to change the images and things like that right now, so I probably have to do those through YouTube. But I'm going to discuss Fannie Willis And then, if possible, I may touch on, I'm going to actually touch on, but I'm not going to go into detail too much about the high, another wonderful award that a lot of people don't know about. It's called the African American Humor Award. And the name for it is the Ahas. A lot of people haven't heard about it, so I'm going to hashtag that and try to touch on the Ahas as well. In this, actually, every time I have a chance, I will mention them. Excuse me, because it is a wonderful award that comedians receive, and Monique has also received that. So, other than Academy Award and Golden Globe and her Emmy nomination, her Grammy nomination, she's almost an EGOT, everyone. And I'm sure she has a SAG-AFTRA award. I mean, she has so many. She has this High Comedian Award that Richard Pryor has received, Muhammad Ali has received, and it's called the Ahas. Okay, so let's get into Monique and her son first and foremost. Yes. Now, how this started was a few weeks back. What day was that? The date was February 7th. Okay. There's a full episode on Club Shay Shay with Monique just talking about her life, talking about her professional life. She touches on her personal life because, you know, sometimes you're, as we well know, our professional lives, if we have one, and our personal lives run congruent. And I really got that idea and from my mother, so I want to give her credit for that. And so, us as adults, we are running congruent with our children's lives oftentimes, and they feel left behind. And they feel as if, you know, oh, mom really wasn't there for us because she was busy working for us. And I remember being so resentful that I thought to myself, you know, you can't be both. You can't be raising your children but then working all day, right? So, but that's just the way it is. We have to survive. Our parents have us. They're taking care of us as best as they can. Sometimes we are lucky enough to have two parents. Sometimes we're lucky enough to have one parent because there's a lot of people who have no parents, right? The foster care system is exploding. It's exploded some time ago. Okay, so that tells you how many. But if you have a loved one who can help you, you're fortunate enough to even have that situation going on. That's a blessing. But in the meanwhile, our lives as adults are running right along with our children. And oftentimes our children don't understand our ambitions. They don't understand what it takes to be a successful human being in a capitalistic country, in a capitalistic consumer-driven society. What does that mean, everybody? It means we don't live in villages where there's not a store on every corner or a church on every corner or streets and places for entertainment and all that. Okay, we don't live in villages. A lot of people who come here, they literally live out in villages. All right, that's not it here. We have to pay for everything, everything. Our fast food, if we eat it, our groceries, right? Our gas, our bills, you name it. So we have to be able to survive, and we cannot survive with. Okay, sorry about that. I had to mute because my current spouse came in with my food and everything. But at any rate, so there is like so much for us to think about as it pertains to lifestyle and the way we need to live. And so Monique is clearly a professional. She shows up. She's shown up to make money. It is a tragedy, a national tragedy, that these studio heads, these studios sit over here and do something as cruel as not pay people what they're worth. I'm taking a stance on that. That is unfair. And we really need to fix the way we treat celebrities and the way we treat non-celebrities in the workplace. Okay? So let's just keep that conversation where it should be at. Let's not make this about Tyler Perry. And for, I'm saying for me, as I'm speaking to you all as audience, respectfully to Mr. Tyler Perry and to Miss Oprah Winfrey. And also, I think it was Mr. Lee Daniels. I think it's a tragedy when you listen to her talk about the money that she did not receive. Yes, it may be more money than you make, but if someone is being professional, imagine you show up to work every day and they're telling you this is how much money we're going to pay you, and you're not even seeing 25% of that. Okay, that's not the way it works. If you say you're going to pay someone, you're supposed to just go ahead and pay them. Very simple. This is not hard. This is like math, you know. 1 + 1 = 2. Okay. Work plus work equals pay. And not, you know, playing around folks' money. Because then it leaves them in a desperate position and they're not able to fully provide for those that they are trying to provide for other than themselves. So you're taking food out of a whole family's mouth. That's very, very sad. And also, may I interject that Sydney and Monique are married. And I'm not going to call him Daddy because that's her affectionate romantic name, loving name for her husband. And also, I don't understand why there are so many people that are in their marriage and trying to point fingers at him or point fingers at her. For those of you who have been in a union, okay, you really love your partner or your spouse, they act exactly the way you are supposed to act. They act exactly. Oh, I see. Okay, I hope this is you will be able to hear your own voice on the headphones after you turn it on. Okay. I don't really like that, so. Yeah, I think this is how I recorded before. Actually, I don't know if I should be going out public without checking. Okay, anyway, I'll go on. So, let me go ahead and rehash a little bit just in case there's anyone that's going to be coming in and listening. I hope I get people to listen. But if not, on YouTube, because I think my last night I had like 7 people. But anyway, why is Monique a great actress and comedian part 2? Academy Award winning actress. Oh, I have a typo on there, guys. Sorry about that. I'll go back and correct it. Academy Award winning actress and comedian Monique has shut down the back and forth conversations between her son, Shalon, and herself. These conversations were ignited by a comment made by Mr. D.L. Hewley. Shalon posted on social media his feelings about his mother, Monique. And they had several exchanges. The point of this episode is to have a discussion. Do adult children need to continue reminding you of your shortcomings as parents? That's one. The second one is topic, if we are able to get to it today. And if not, I'm going to continue it in the next episode. Does D.A. Fanny Willis case. Okay, so we're going to do this. We're going to talk about that, all right? There's a question, but I didn't write it in yet. The question is, should a criminal be able to go back and sue a district attorney the way we're seeing with Mr. Trump? Okay, so that is the question. And I actually encourage my supporters to call in. You have to be respectful. Don't call in. Please, being rude, being ignorant, cursing, swearing, yelling. All conversations are meant to be had in a civilized way as long as we're all adults. Okay? So I encourage any type of input. I actually look forward to it. All right, everybody? So let's get into this. Who is Monique? Does anybody know who Monique is? Can I get a raise of hands? Doesn't look like right now. Okay, so who is she? She's an Academy Award winning actress. She's a comedian. I think she's a comedian first. What I do know is no matter what Monique has done or touched on, she has done an incredible job overall, and she shows up, she works hard. I love to her style, her, I'm talking about her fashion style is incredible. It's so cool because it's her style, you know. And I admire her loving her husband so much, and him being his, her complete support system in her career and her personal life as well. And that is what a husband is. You know, not everybody has a husband that has like 3,000 jobs and stuff like that. That is a very important job to support your spouse and to love your spouse. And many people's love and their relationships looks different for everyone. What we think is what we should do things and what do things is different than how the next couple or married couple is going to deal with their marriages, okay? Marriages have their own to them, each of them. Right now, the question for discussion of this date is hi, Ben, you're back. How are you? Hi, I wish you could send me hi, babe. Let me put it here. Hi, is it beef? I think like beef first. I'll say hi, beef. All right, so I'm gonna say hi, beef. And then if you could send me your email, I can invite you, I think, into the conversation. I'm not sure. Please send me your email, okay? When you have a chance. There's a chat. If you put it in the chat, and I'll write it down, and I'll be able to add you to my list of invites, and I'm going to have a show. All right? So welcome, Bea. Thank you for being here. Also, could you please... Oh, you left. And also, could you please leave? Can you please follow me? All right. So anyway... if anybody comes in or listening, be sure to just follow me. All right, thank you. So looks like one listener talked to. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, on. So, you adult children need to continue to remind you of your shortcomings as parents. I'm gonna answer that question myself, and I'm gonna say it has. But should it be happening? I would say no. I would say no. And that, you know, I'm a child, but I'm also a parent. So one of the things that we have to think on is how do we deal with our loved ones? Oftentimes when someone hurts us or we feel they haven't been there for us, we want to bring it up and make a big to-do about it. As we become adults, we try to be unforgiving or just flat out unforgiving. So, and then things when we're around the person can become triggers, right? And so I think for me personally, no, it is not okay to continue to remind your parents of your shortcomings. I don't think that's cool. Okay? Let you become a parent as a child. See how life plays out with you and your children. And I promise you, you will come full circle. Okay? And it is not easy being a parent, especially when you're working and you're trying to pull your personal life and everything together. And a lot of, like, you know, things just come out of the box at times, meaning unplanned situations come into your life. You're like, oh my God, how am I going to deal with this? You know, and there's just like a lot to it. So I am encouraging everyone to who have problems with their parents to while your parents are here, they can speak to you. Or if they're not here and you need to still heal those wounds, go to their resting place and talk to them and forgive them. Because life is short. Life is short. They brought us into the world. I know that we say that often and a lot, but that's a very important task to bring a whole life to the world. And they try to guide it through a society, this society in America. And it is not really easy, you know. It says one new message here. I don't know what that means. So maybe I'll see it later. But anyway, yeah, this is, we need to just learn forgiveness, the power of, excuse me, love and forgiveness. It's a very important power to have. Okay, it's really easy to hate on someone, to hold a grudge against someone. I think that's very easy. And the reason why I say that is it feels easy to shut people up instead of doing work to bring back into your goal and to love them. Okay? Especially if you've just been filed judgmental. So, really, have to watch those tendencies and really just want people in to forgive them and love them. Okay? So, what ends up happening, the reason why I said that Monique has shut down back and forth, she did her Dark Matter tour with Cat Williams and probably other people, I'm not for certain who saw on the tour, but she brought up an incident where she was walking through the airport and a older or elderly woman had wanted to have a few words with Monique, and Monique was a little concerned. She turns around, listens to what the woman had to say to her, and she ends up saying, you know, F your son. So the elder says, well, I have a son, brings up something that happened to him. He was 10 years old. Every time he sees me, he's an adult. So I think when he took to that, he brought that up on the stage rather, and ended up saying, F you to her son. In other words, just saying, you know, let's shut this all down. I feel like as mothers, we take a lot of flack from children because we're their primary. The father is secondary, but the fact of the matter is they're equal. But children are more dependent on moms because we have to do all that initial infant type stuff, you know, toddler and all that. Right? So she probably, now from what I can tell, she may have just gotten tired of back and forth on social media. I thought it was a learning moment because it opened up many conversations of podcasters, and it made us have open discussions about our relationships with our parents or with our children. And so it actually ignited a wave of talk. And also learning about her oldest son was pretty cool because he was sweet. He seemed really like a sweet young man. And I think Monique is wonderful. I don't have any problem with Monique. I'm not a fan of, excuse me, the profanity and the N-word stuff with any of the comedians, but it's a sign of the times, is what they do. So take it or leave it, right? So I accept her as a magnificent entertainer she really is. And I think she will go to the street for standing up for what was right, because she was actually being taken advantage of, unfortunately, monetarily speaking. And as I said, that's devastating to anyone. I don't care what profession you're in, when you're not being paid or what you're told you're supposed to be paid, or no one is letting you know, hey, you can receive more for what you are doing. They're just using you, basically. And I have a problem with it because people are taking care of their families, you know. And often we don't have, there's a lot of people, I should say, where you don't have two providers. You have one. Okay, it could be only mom, or it could be only dad, or it could be both, you know. But often we just have one main provider in the household. So I commend her for standing up, for being honest about her professional situations with other professionals who were disregarding her as a talent. Without talent, you can't have producers and directors and all these technical positions and stuff. They don't exist. You have to have a talent or talent. Okay, that's the way it works in Hollywood. So it's very, well, I should say it's just not fair to have, it's not fair to have people work for other people and everyone's not, and the higher ups are not treating their talent well. That's a problem. Anyone who doesn't think that that's a problem, you should really think about your own job. And if your employer says, hey, I'm going to give you this much money to do this amount of work, and then they give a quarter of the money that you were supposed to receive, I don't think you'd be happy. Okay? So that is pretty much our grievance with Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey and a lot, you know. So, but we really have to treat each other better in the U.S. Just in general. We have to treat each other better, professionally and personally. Okay, we need to rise to the occasion. All right, so that is what happened. So now I do believe Shalon has not posted anything, but he said, I don't personally hear it. It's a G-rated show. It's really G, but, you know. But he did make a statement. You're more than welcome to go to, I believe it was on TikTok. So on one of the social media handles to read his response to his mother saying that he all right. So next, we're going to DA Fanning Watts' case. Now, I didn't write the question because I was running out of room. They only allowed me to write 500 words. But what is the question, guys? What, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think the question is? The question is, should someone who tried to steal an election from the people who voted, be penalized by law and then turn around and sue the very people that have prosecuted them for violating their constitutional duties? That's the way I would phrase it. That's the best way that I could phrase it. And I'm gonna say something, guys. Trump is a provocateur. It's Mr. Trump is a provocateur. Former President Trump is a provocateur. Former President Trump, pardon me, a president, has no foreign political experience. Okay, so think about this. Our president right now has no formal or informal, for that matter, no formal political experience. Now, the next question leads to, for me, the next question would be, if you have no formal political experience, what were you doing for all those years, those 70-something years you've been alive? That is the question. Now, last time I saw former President Trump, he was Apprentice. That's what he was. He was on the Apprentice. When I was a girl, like pretty young, he was filing for bankruptcy. Okay. So I never really understood his position, but I know that he's a position he's talking a lot of Michael Jackson, the late Michael Jackson, the late Grace Taylor. World today, Michael Jackson. Funny, he wasn't casting all these Flan thing back. Yeah. He was at Whitney Houston's wedding. He liked rappers that put him in their songs. He was one of the first people to say, sure, no problem. Okay. So let's start with that. Now, over here, upset with the district attorney who's doing her job. Just he did his job as president. The problem is when you do your job, you have to do it no matter what, under certain ethical codes, right? Ethical regulations. Okay? So, the president of the United States, he has a huge responsibility to himself, to the Constitution, excuse me, to the people, to the Constitution. And he himself is supposed to be mostly about to go like good ethics, you know what I mean? So I see three messages. I don't know where they're coming from. I'm sorry if anyone's in there, but I can't, for whatever reasons, I can't see them. I mean, yeah, say, I had. Okay, there we go. All right, yes, I have messages, but I don't see them. Yeah. Where is it here? I did that, so that's fine. I'm going to post this to, YouTube. Anyway, so I don't want to talk too long. It's already 30 minutes, and I don't like really long shows. So I'm going to just talk maybe 35 minutes, and then I'm going to post a new show after this one. But is it fair that the district attorney is being put on trial about a personal relationship? Okay, so we're going to be continuing this episode in the next episode. The question is, for discussion, there's two. This one, it was, do adult children need to continually remind you of your shortcomings as parents? And then under the second topic, Fannie versus Case, should a former president who's been convicted of a crime be able to turn around and sue the prosecutor who convicted them? This is the question. Okay. So that is the question I have too. All right. And then, okay, so I'm going to close this up. 30 minutes is long enough. I don't like to talk too much. For me, for the second question, by the way, do you feel you will it? No. I think it's not a good case at all. I think it's petty and ridiculous. And I felt very disheartened to see so many in the African-American community condemning the DA. And a lot of them have no professional standing, maybe just the lead attorney. He's good. He's very good. But a lot of people just condemned her. I thought that was really terrible. I love that she stood up for herself. I'm very proud of her as a woman, as an African American woman, as a district attorney, as an attorney. And then coming from her father, who also looks like he's an international attorney, but I'm not for certain because I haven't had a chance to look him up. But they're out of LA County, and I think that's commendable to be a family of lawyers or a family of doctors. You know, like let's say you have a family of actors and actresses, right? You have a family of people who are doing wonderful things or contributing to society, as my mother used to say. So I don't have a problem with Bonnie Willis, nor with Nathan Wade. But clearly, Trump and his team, they, and also a team of attorneys. It's funny how none of them are any other ethnicity, huh? But anyway, I just think it's all, like, terrible. So I hope for the best for District Attorney Fannie Willis and for Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. I hope the very best. I hope that the judge is impartial and fair. But we haven't seen a lot of that lately, especially within our Supreme Court. And we're going to talk about that. We have a lot to talk about, folks. So thanks. I think it was Beef who came in for a minute and left. And for anyone who had a chance to listen to this. Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading a note real quick. All right. So thank you for listening to Coffee Chat with Camille. I'm just keep putting this content out to give you something to discuss and to think about. Okay. And hopefully, once I hit YouTube, you guys can participate. Okay, I want participation here. Your feedback, that's very important to understand why you, the audience, how you think, your opinions, and your experiences. Those are very important to me. Okay, so I'm looking forward to you coming back and listening to Coffee Chat with Camille. You can find a copy of this episode on YouTube. Okay, on Apple, Spotify, any of your streaming platforms. And also, you may go to coffeechatwithcamille.com. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Bye for now, everybody.